From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama will announce a new jobs and small business initiative to a gathering of House Republicans today. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The president is hoping to get more support from Republicans this year, and his new jobs proposal is aimed squarely at that. It would give small businesses a $5,000 tax credit for each new employee they hire, and it encourages employers to give workers more hours and higher wages by keeping payroll taxes lower. The administration hopes it will entice small businesses into hiring more people faster. President Obama mentioned this plan in his State of the Union address Wednesday night, and it got a vigorous standing ovation from both parties. Today, he gives more details to the House Republicans and will ask for their support. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Today, the government releases its first estimate of economic activity in the fourth quarter of last year. NPR's John Itzde reports many economists expect growth, but there are questions about whether it will be sustained well into this year.
The consensus among economists is that the government data will show the nation's gross domestic product rose at an annual rate of around 4.5% in the fourth quarter. It would be the second consecutive quarter of growth in the nation's output of goods and services. But even though 4.5% would be considered robust by most standards, many economists think the pace of the recovery could fade quickly. That's because much of the growth in the fourth quarter will likely be due to rebuilding of inventories by business and not a big increase in demand by consumers. For that reason, even if the rate of growth is as fast as many predict, it's not likely to signal a quick pickup in hiring by companies. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will serve a second term. The Senate has approved him 70 votes to 30. Bernanke received more no votes than any previous Fed chairman. His critics say he failed to anticipate problems ahead of the financial crisis. Backers say he prevented the recession from becoming a depression. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair tells a British inquiry into the Iraq War that the 2003 invasion of Iraq was inspired by fears of an attack deadlier than 9/11. He says former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein appeared to be a bigger threat after 9/11.
I think I would fairly describe our policy up to September the 11th as doing our best, hoping for the best, but with a different calculus of risk assessment.
The British government wants to know about behind-the-scenes decisions that led Britain to join a war that has been very unpopular with its citizens. As Blair testified inside, demonstrators outside a London convention hall read aloud the names of civilians and troops killed in Iraq. This is NPR News. A judge in Wichita has ruled the jury may not consider a voluntary manslaughter charge in the case of a man accused of killing a doctor who provided late-term abortions. Scott Roeder is charged with murdering Dr. George Tiller. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports his defense attorneys had hoped for a conviction on the lesser charge, which carries a much lighter sentence.
Roeder took the stand in his own defense, calmly admitting he shot and killed Tiller on May 31st at his church. He said he believes abortion is murder and that he was trying to save the lives of unborn children. Late in the day, Judge Warren Wilbur ruled the jury will not consider second-degree murder or voluntary manslaughter in this case, in part because the charge requires an illegal act and an imminent threat.
There's no imminence of danger on a Sunday morning in the back of a church, let alone any unlawful conduct, given that what Dr. Tiller did at his clinic the following day, Monday through Friday, is lawful in the state of Kansas.
Roeder was the only witness for the defense. Closing arguments are set for Friday. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Wichita.
A winter storm that coated Oklahoma and the southern plains with ice is heading to the Texas panhandle. And the National Weather Service says snow may follow the ice on the back edge of the storm as it moves through Oklahoma and into Texas. Ice has already pulled down power lines and snapped tree limbs, leaving more than 130,000 Oklahoma customers without electricity. Some major highways closed down and airlines canceled flights. The southeast is expecting snow and ice over the weekend. Forecasters say parts of central and northwest North Carolina could get up to 8 inches of snow. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.